新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
The rise and fall of great powers.
大国的兴衰。
精彩点评。
The power struggles between 1600 and 1815 were more complicated as Spain and the Netherlands declined, while France, Britain, Russia, Austria, and Prussia rose to dominate diplomacy and warfare.Britain gained an advantage by creating an advanced banking and credit system, and together with Russia, had the capacity to intervene while being geographically sheltered from the center of conflict. Britain also started the Industrial Revolution before the others, providing a great wealth creation advantage.
1600年到1815年之间的权力之争就更加的复杂了。那时西班牙和荷兰正在走下坡路，而法国、英国、俄国、奥地利和普鲁士正逐步开始在外交关系上和战争冲突中占据主导地位。通过建立先进的银行业服务和信用系统，英国获得了优势。同时，在地理位置上来看，英国和俄国都远离欧洲的战争中心，这赋予了他们对欧洲事务的干涉能力。这时的英国早已先于其他国家开始了工业革命，而这为英国创造更多的财富赢得了先机。
Together with 连同和 He sent me the book together with a letter
他把书寄给了我，还附上了一封信。在口语中表示和我们还有很多选择，比如说 as well as, along with, in addition to, besides. 可以来看几个例子。
George, as well as his brother, has gone abroad.
乔治和他兄弟一样都出国了。
Tobacco is taxed in most countries, along with drink.
除酒之外，烟草在多数国家都要征税。
For a century after 1815, no single nation was able to make a bid for domination, allowing Britain to rise to its zenith in naval, colonial, and commercial terms, based on its virtual monopoly of steam-driven industrial production.
1815年后的一个世纪的世界事务中，没有哪一个国家能够称王称霸，凭此契机。英国靠蒸汽机推动的几乎是垄断性的工业生产，在海军力量、殖民地还有商业方面都达到了如日中天的地步。
Industrialization spread in the second half of the 19th century, tilting the balance of power, but also introduced more complicated and expensive weaponry that transformed the nature of war.And made the world less stable and more complex.
但是在19世纪的下半叶，席卷世界的工业化浪潮在使得各国之间的力量平衡开始发生变化的同时，也带来了更为复杂和昂贵的武器。这些武器不仅改变了战争的实质，也使得这个世界更加的混乱和复杂。
The European great powers declined.While the U.S. and Russia moved to the forefront, Germany was the only European country to stay with the future world powers. Japan was intent only on domination in East Asia and Britain. With its declining relative position, found it more difficult to defend its global interests.
随着美国和苏联登上世界事务舞台，欧洲的超级大国们都沦为了配角，德国是欧洲各国中唯一一个可以与这些未来世界霸主并驾齐驱的国家，日本只求称霸东亚，而英国随着其相对地位的逐渐降低，在维护自己的全球利益上面面临着越来越多的困难。
Be intent on
对某事专心致志，一心一意要做某事， 比如说 be intent on one's studies, 专心致志于学习。 be intent on 还可以表示热心的、急切的。 he's intent on going to Australia, 他热切希望到澳大利亚去。 intend 这个词同 intent 词形上很相像，但是意思上却很不同。 intend 的意思是计划、打算，比如说 today I intend to finish reading this book, 今天我打算读完这本书。
World War I was an exhausting struggle that left Europe and Russia weakened, Japan better off, and the U.S. indisputably the strongest power in the world. However, U.S. and Russian isolationism allowed France and Britain to remain center stage diplomatically, a position they did not justify in power terms, but by the 1930s, Italy,Japan and Germany became challengers, while Russia was becoming an industrial superpower. World War II eclipsed France, irretrievably weakened Britain, brought defeat to the Axis nations, and left a bipolar world with military and economic resources roughly in balance.
一战使得欧洲和俄国都精疲力竭，国力也受到极大的削弱，而日本则有所发展。至于美国，则是这个世界上无可争辩的最强者。但是，美国和俄罗斯的孤立主义使得法国和英国依然在外交舞台上处于中心地位。可是，从各国拥有的实力来看，他们并不应该拥有这样的地位。但是，到20世纪30年代，意大利、日本还有德国都开始挑战国际舞台上的主导地位，而苏联则成了一个工业霸主。二战削弱了法国的实力，英国的衰弱也是无力回天，轴心国失败了，世界呈现两极化，军事和经济的资源大致还是处于平衡状态。In terms, 我们也可以说 in terms of,意思是就什么来说，在什么方面。举个例子， In terms of money, he is quite rich, but not in terms of happiness. 就钱来说，他很富有，但是就幸福来说，就不然了。出版社国际文化出版公司，出版日期2006年1月，页数527页。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。